to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is going on, everybody? This is the Video Game Bang podcast, number one gaming podcast in Sacramento. I am the real David Webb. Welcome to the Monday show. We have a great show for you guys tonight. We got lots of news. We got some YouTube scandal. We got some gaming news. But first, let me introduce the cast that we have on tap for tonight. As always, behind the ones and twos, Corey Vincent.
Oh, man, you came in hot, buddy.
I did. I came in very hot.
And you warned me. I should have known, because when we were doing sound checks, you're like, I feel a little hot. I was like, nah, you settle down. But no, you brought the power.
I apologize
to all the subwoofers and tweeters we may have broken in your respective car system. Whoa, what was that?
I have no idea what that was.
Yeah. I could tell you exactly what it was.
Yeah, we'll get to her in a second. Sitting to my left, we have Sir Aaron Carter.
What's happening, everybody?
That's new.
Yeah.
What's happening? What's up?
Actually, that's what I always say.
Is it?
I say, what's up, everybody?
I tune you out when you do your intro. And sad. For the first time on the Monday show, the one, the only...
Your
Ivy
mom.
Doom Kitty. Whoa. Wow.
Now you see what it's like when you host a show with Ivy. She's just mean.
She's all over the place.
I am not mean.
Welcome
I am
to Monday show,
a
Ivy.
Sweetheart. I've got the heart of gold, bitches.
I think that was in a Neil Diamond song.
Yeah. Heart of gold, bitches.
Heart
it's number
gold.
One.
Heart of gold.
Keep me feeling for a heart of gold. God damn. Who is that?
This intro really got away from me.
Alexa.
Ivy, how's it feel to be on Monday show?
Feels pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah.
And in the show,
and
Alexa,
also joining
everybody.
For the show for the first time on Monday, it's Alexa.
Yeah.
For those of you who turned on Saturday, we had lots of fun with Alexa. You can go back and watch that on Twitch, which you should be watching right now. Twitch.tv/videogame_bang. You see all the shenanigans and all the faces that we make when we talk about crap that we don't like.
Whose Alexa is that?
It's Corey's.
Who has an Alexa?
Yeah.
I have two Alexas.
He has two Alexas.
How do you have two?
I have a very, very large house, so it required me to have a giant collection, a network, so to speak, of Alexa machines.
It's like 30
I have
Alexas.
One Alexa, but I definitely need at least one or two more.
There's an Alexa in the bathroom when I went in there.
Oh, God.
It was weird. It's like she's listening to me. I'd say watching, but there's no camera.
You know, there's a way. If we just plug into her auxiliary port, she could actually theoretically be a guest on the show.
I think she should be our fifth host.
Maybe she'll be my guest.
We should make this happen.
You know what? We should have her, because then how many times have we thought of like a random fact?
Dumbest guest ever.
How many times?
She literally knew nothing.
she was very limited on her knowledge. But how many times have
her?
We thought about like, oh, I wonder who said this or who did this or what's the right word for this? And we just ask our guest. She's right there the whole time.
Yeah.
To look up Wikipedia like we could.
She's our fact checker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's our fact checker.
Oh, man.
Ivy, so you haven't been on the show in a little while. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was good. I kind of got suckered into making all of the sides.
All the sides. What'd you make?
Yeah, so I went to my friend's house, my family. We all went to one of our friend's houses, and they're like, we're going to have Thanksgiving over here. And we're like, all right, cool. So we all go. And they had the turkey, and they had a ham. And I'm like, okay, so what about the sides? Oh, I didn't get any. I'm like, well, what are you going to do for sides? Like just some steamed veggies or, you know, whatever's in the fridge. And I'm like,
that's the worst.
You can't do that. Hell no. So early Thursday morning, my ass goes to the store to pick up everything you need for sides. And I made all of the sides. I did sausage, cranberry stuffing. I made cornbread. I made a rum cake. I made chocolate chip cookies for the kids that were there.
Not for the adults? What is this?
Well, yeah, that too. What else did we have? We had mashed potatoes. And everything else. Like, so, I can't remember what else. It was a lot of food.
You made sausage cranberry stuffing.
Yeah.
All right.
From scratch.
Corey, Aaron, let me ask you guys. Stuffing, do you guys have stuffing at Thanksgiving?
Always, yes.
What the hell kind of question is that?
What kind of stuffing do you have? Do you have just basic stuffing?
What does that mean? Like cornbread
stuffing? He wants to know if you guys are basic bitches or not.
I don't understand.
Yeah, yeah,
what's like just normal stuffing. Like it has like onions, it has celery, it has bread, it has it's just normal stuff, right?
Yes, yeah, okay.
Okay, see, that's the kind of stuffing I like. See, I went to my family in Paradise and they like doing different things like sausage and cranberry stuffing.
Wait, witnesses or something?
Theirs had apples in their stuffing.
Wait, that's not weird.
That's not weird at all.
That's extremely weird.
It was different. It wasn't bad. It was delicious. But, like, I don't know. I just like normal stuffing.
I think I had, like, stuffing with raisins in it or
that's
something.
Even, that's horrible. Disgusting.
Mine has apples in it, too.
That's what is wrong with you people?
It's very trendy.
Well, you know what?
That's not trendy. Those kind of recipes have been around for ages.
No. Apples just came around.
Pilgrims had stovetop, and they were happy with it.
Regular stuffing is all you need. I don't understand.
Pilgrims were rapists and murderers.
They
That's
were.
That's irrelevant.
But I don't understand where you're putting fruits in your stuffings, guys.
I don't know.
It's not even a... Yeah, no. So, in these stuffings that you guys do, are you putting it inside the bird, too?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be dressed.
Wait, you don't do that?
No.
Okay, so...
Stuffing is separate.
The family I went to...
Wait. Hold on. Stuffing isn't separate.
Yeah, it is.
It's called stuffing
because you stuff it in
because you're meant
there.
To no. stuff it into the... In...
No, because you stuff it in your face.
No, that's not why. What... I no. guarantee you that's not why. What the Indians thought when they invented stuffing.
The Indians definitely didn't think of that.
They're stuffing at corn in
They're not
it,
Indians. They're
it.
Native Americans.
He was talking about Indian from India.
Yeah, from India.
What do you think I was talking about?
Yeah, no, we never have stuffing inside of a bird, no.
Yeah.
First of all, we deep fried turkey.
Oh, that reminds me. I saw a video of them exploding.
Be good.
Oh, no, it's dangerous.
That's it was on the news.
So good.
Yeah, it's dangerous. But that's the way
turkey fryer fires. Google that.
When you had fried turkey, there's no way you're going back.
I really want to try it. I had...
That means you're going to make me some turkey when I come back out, right?
That's a no. I had smoked turkey on Friday.
It was so good.
That was
unbeatable.
That was delicious.
Yeah.
It was that was like the new way I want to cook turkey now. Did any of you guys do any Cyber Monday shopping?
No. I did Black Friday shopping.
I'm currently doing it right now.
You're doing Cyber Monday. Are you getting games or something, Ivy?
Well, in addition, I'm finishing posting on social, of course. But I am currently in the market for a couple of nightstands, and Anthropology is running a 20% off sale.
Wait,
nightstands?
It's the most boring Cyber Monday
shopping. Like,
what?
Why don't you just go buy rubber bands?
I'm shopping for my house right now.
Okay.
Like, I bought the coffee table that I've always wanted for 35% off on Friday. I'm very excited for this table. I've been looking at this table for a year now, and I'm finally getting it.
That's such a lady.
I
don't think we should make this a man-woman thing.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm trying to adult here.
That's fine. That's very fine.
Now, if we're talking about like splurges and things like that, I would love... if anyone has a link for a Gordon Freeman Half-Life statue...
Oh,
shoot me a link.
Yeah. Were you going Ivy? Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, I was going Gordon Ramsay.
I said
time.
Gordon Freeman.
Yeah,
those pauses.
So close.
Those pauses mean something.
I was like, Gordon Ramsay.
Let's
like,
be honest.
I don't know. Freeman.
Let's be honest. I'd rather see Gordon Ramsay's character in Half-Life.
He would curse the hell out of the face.
Oh, every time he looks at a head crab.
Oh man, I didn't do Black Friday shopping. I did Cyber Monday shopping. Into the AM, they have 70% off sale going on right now. I got a hat and a sweatshirt for $30.
That's damn, that's actually
that is
really
actually
good.
Not
yeah,
bad at
wait,
all.
Wait, and knowing the quality of those fucking sweaters, because that's all I wear now.
Yeah, that's true. 100%.
Instead of right now, obviously.
Which sweaters?
I put on my show jacket.
Into the AM.
Into the AM.
Yeah, you didn't know
send
I had.
Me a Wait, hey, what? Slide into my DMs and send me some links.
Yeah.
And discount codes.
I got a hat for them. Actually,
we have a discount code.
We have a discount code. You use VGB at checkout for 10% off.
What?
Yeah.
Did we just plan that? Because that was a great commercial.
Boom.
Wow.
Good job.
Inception. Thank you.
Well, you kind of killed it by saying
Then you just clip that part out.
Yeah, we'll just cut that out.
In post. Let's rewind, Taylor, and go back.
Yeah. EGB fans will tell you we do a lot of post processing on the show to get it to sound like this.
Oh yeah, it was dope. I didn't get like a crazy, cool looking sweater like you got. Mine's pretty basic looking. But the hat I got.
Wait, your sweater? You bought an Into the AM sweater and it's not crazy looking?
It's like charcoal and it says Into the AM on it.
Oh my god.
I like it. But my hat, though, the hat I got is similar to the one I'm wearing right now, but the logo is a galaxy and then there's galaxy on the like the brim.
Like all of it is galaxy? Like, yeah. Okay. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I bet their designers just get really high. Like, yeah. When you look at those designs. They're nuts. Like the one I bought, the scarf, the bandana.
Oh, yeah, the pizza one?
The pizza one?
Yeah.
Like, you have to just be out of your damn mind.
Those are 95 cents right now.
And you can get them. Are they really?
Yeah, 95 cents. I almost picked them up.
Shut your mouth. We're stopping the show, and I'm ordering them.
Oh, man. Yeah, so it's pretty dope.
All right. I'm going to check it out.
How long is the sale going on, do you know?
It's Cyber Monday, so I'm assuming until midnight tonight.
This commercial is getting better and better because now even Aaron's in on it.
Yeah.
Going in.
Hey, right. Webb, how long does this sell? Yeah, it's at midnight tonight, Aaron. So get in quick.
And as long as supplies last.
As long as supplies last. Our podcast listeners, sorry guys, you guys are too late. Another reason you guys should be listening to us on Twitch.
But you still get the 10%.
Yeah,
still get
10%. Yeah. 10% is always good.
And you can look like me.
Now we've turned to a different.
Now we have to up it to 15% to make it worth it.
I'd like to return what I didn't buy.
This is such a sellout show. If you're in chat right now, everybody, come on, let's make VGB some money. We're broke.
Yeah. I'm onto their website right now, looking at some dope stuff.
Wow,
it's literally this is the stuff you take psychedelics.
You know what?
This is what you do.
I didn't say our sponsors. Powered by Energy, Esports,
yeah,
and Oblivion Comics and Coffee, and apparently Into the AM.
Yeah, now, because, I mean, look at all the...
All the promo that we're doing.
All the promo.
You know what, though? No joke. You know, like, commercial aside, I kind of want to get a pair of those joggers.
You want joggers?
I want joggers from them. What do you mean you want joggers? You wear joggers
exactly
all the time.
No,
joggers.
But I'm like, with all this on there, I wear joggers that are just basic black, not into the space.
Let me explain something to Ivy. I thought Ivy would know since she's the most fashionista of any of us, but joggers are basically skinny jeans for sweatpants.
Ew.
It's like the male equivalent of yoga pants. How comfortable yoga pants are for females is how comfortable joggers are for males.
I literally wear them like whenever I feel like lounging.
Boom.
Yeah, they're
is not cute.
Well, you'd think they'd keep if you saw me in them, but you
know. I will be the judge of that very soon.
I bet you will.
Well, don't worry about it, Ivy, because if Webb is about to get it, I think the trend is over.
No, I've had them. I had them before Aaron.
Yeah, I got mine thinking I was going to play soccer in them.
It didn't sound. Didn't come out as cool as it probably sounded in your head.
Oh no, it sounded. It sounded the same amount as cool as it came out.
Okay,
Ivy, you would probably like these camo cat joggers.
Send me photos.
Look at, yeah. No, it's yeah. A feature interest.
Links are didn't happen.
Talk about cats.
So we could talk about all the awesome stuff that Into the AM has on sale right
into
now
the
with
AM.
VGB 10%. But
that's IntoTheAM.com.
IntoTheAM.com. VGB 10% off. But we got some gaming news to talk about.
Okay. If it's gaming news, you might want to start with yours because mine's is definitely not gaming news.
Well, we got some news to talk about.
You know what the big thing is? Okay, let's get into this because it's controversial.
Are we going to get the big news out first?
This is controversial.
YouTube scandal.
Back in August, they talked about ElsaGate, you know, where people were throwing up different youth-related videos, but they weren't really youth-related.
They were Frozen-related.
Yeah, but there was a lot of different
things. Loosely based off Frozen.
Yeah, and I mean... So basically, why it comes up today, because of as November 22nd, YouTube actually shut down a channel that had 8.5 million subscribers.
Wow.
Yeah. What? Because it didn't fit into their terms, or their guidelines, excuse me.
And what exactly were those guidelines?
Well, what were the videos?
So the station was called Toy Freaks, which featured father and his two daughters in odd and upsetting situations.
No.
Just letting you guys...
8.5 million
subscribers. YouTube also announced that they deleted over 50 channels and thousands of videos that did not fit their guidelines. They tried to stem it in the beginning by just demonetizing them, you know, these videos that were kind of risque, but then had the hashtag of like Disney, Elsa, and all that different type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't work, and of course they decided, you know, we need to shut this whole thing down.
So run it by me. Spell it out like I'm eight. What Eli was eight. Their channel? I don't get what they were doing that was wrong.
I wish I can click their channel, but no. It's not anymore.
You said it's a guy who reviews dolls.
No. He doesn't review dolls. The channel Toy Freaks feature. It just says features a father and two daughters in odd and upsetting situations.
What does that mean?
I think about what's odd and upsetting. I guess I don't know.
I mean, it is subjective because it depends on what's odd and upsetting for some people, but I can kind of generally assume I probably paint a picture of what it is.
Yeah, you're
like pedophilia?
Probably.
Probably, if it got banned, I'm assuming.
They had some adults, like Ivy, you said your quick search just turned up an adult with some...
paraphernalia.
Phallic things in her mouth.
What was the name of his the guy's channel?
Were you gonna Google it or something?
Do we want to promote this even more?
No, the other guy's channel that got shut down. What was the name of it?
Oh, Into the AM.
Into the AM.com.
No.
Use VGB.
No, the toys channel.
Oh, we're talking about the channels now. Oh, I was promoting Into the AM for great sweaters and t-shirts and joggers. Oh my god.
And hats.
Oh my god.
Basically, it had something to do with child safety algorithms that YouTube was, you know, putting in place and stuff like that.
As well as they should be,
yes.
Yeah.
But when you type in keywords like education, learn colors, and nursery rhymes, it wasn't coming up with stuff like that. It was coming up with inappropriate content. This guy, Toy Freak's channel, happened to be kind of one of them.
Because they're tagging all that stuff in their videos.
Some of the biggest videos on YouTube are literally just... a pair of hands showing off McDonald's toys.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's all it is. Or Disney toys and stuff like that. So to get that type of, you know, that type of space or that type of that viewing, some of these channels that were more risque would put those hashtags and everything like that. Or those search optimization words under their, you know, their video, which is just deplorable, first of all.
That's wrong.
Yeah. And they should have been shut down.
That ain't right.
So, but I'm surprised that it took YouTube this many months from August to now to shut this type of thing
down. Oh my god. Okay, I just got some information on what the Toy Freaks video had.
Oh, okay.
So, on their channel, according to Punch the Bird, it was among the top 100 channels on YouTube, according to Variety, featuring the single father playing pranks on his two daughters in addition to having the children act like infants, spitting baby food on one another, and pretending to urinate on themselves.
I'm going to guess that these weren't actual kids, and they're all adults.
And that was the explanation given as to why Toy Freaks was taken off.
I don't understand why, like, Twitch. Wow. Twitch on one thing. Twitch sees anything... inappropriate.
Boom.
Yeah.
It's the bang.
Yeah, it usually flags it and pulls it.
Yeah.
YouTube, it takes you like 6 months? Like, that makes sense.
Algorithms. How did
you let YouTube's really, algorithms. You know what though? YouTube's damn quick at pulling a video or flagging it the second you use content protected, like music or anything like that. They're like, oh yeah, no, you are taking our money away. Here, we're going to flag this. Yeah. We can't monetize this or whatever. But like any other content,
but it was
I guess it'll take forever.
One of the top 100
directly impact them.
One of the top 100 channels though. Like you're above. You know, a lot of people.
I feel like YouTube would have seen that too because
right?
YouTube like they have that VidCon convention every year, and they go through the top X amount of channels to see who they're going to actually invite to VidCon, and like. Come out as a guest. How did these guys not come up?
The top 100 definitely are on your list.
Right.
Like, it's not like they're not going to be on your list. Like, oh, you know, nah, we don't want them. They're top video channels on your, you know, website. So it makes no sense.
Yeah, it's weird. Keeping up with weird internet stuff, I want to talk about this game, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. I know the three of us have talked about it. None of us are playing it, right?
No, not at all.
Ivy, are you playing this?
I have never played any Animal Crossing game.
We have that in common.
So, people are getting weird with this Pocket Camp. People are making prisons and cults within this game.
Really?
What?
Yeah. So, okay, in all work, it's all based upon how furniture and items work in this game. So, basically, if you place a lamp down in your camp, in your area, villagers will stand in front of it and keep turning it off and on.
Why is that?
That's just how it works. If you put an instrument down, they'll stand in front of it and they'll play it at random notes at random intervals. And if you put a chair down, no matter if it's accessible or not, a villager will sit in it. So you can have villagers spawn inside of mazes, inside of like a maze of fences. You can have them spawn in random ass places. And you put a chair there. You basically make a prison, right?
Okay.
Wall off an area with the fence. You stick a chair in it. Boom. A villager spawns within that fence and just sits in the chair.
Really? So then how do they get out?
They don't. Yeah. They just sit there.
How is that a prison? They're just choosing to sit there.
Well,
I mean, it's AI that's doing it, right?
It's AI. Yeah, it's not people. It's AI. So
what happens now? Are they just stuck playing the game? Stuck in the game? Like,
it's just an AI that's just sitting there. So I'm going through this Kotaku article, and I'm looking at this, and it's people exploring other people's camps, and some of these are so weird. You have, like, let's see, what is this? About eight lamps. Each with a villager in front of it, and they're just turning them off and on, off and on. And then
ridiculous.
The player is just standing there with like a creepy ass smile on their face. You have one where they set up a square with fences, but a porta potty in the square and a chair.
What the hell?
And then set up chairs around this. So villagers came and sat in the chairs facing the villager that's in the fence on a chair in front of a porta potty.
That's ridiculous.
It's just
to what end though?
It sounds stupid.
So people just making random.
Just random. Just because you can.
The internet is strange.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, people will come up with any weird random crap just to come up with weird random crap.
But I'm not going to lie. Because this isn't necessarily harmful. It's weird, but it's not harmful. I kind of want to download this game just so I can try and find some of these like lamp cults. I just want to walk by. I just want to see what it's all about. Maybe check out a pamphlet. Talk to a representative. See what happens.
It's art.
It's art.
Okay.
It's modern art.
Call it art.
Aaron, what else you got?
I'm going to go here. I'm going here. Destiny raging, people. Yeah. I know we talked about it last time.
Can we go 1 week?
I know we talked about it.
I have a Destiny article, too.
But
mine's
yours
a lot better.
Yeah, no, yours is more positive.
Yeah.
This one literally is from yesterday.
Yeah.
About the community still raging over Bungie's apparently inability to be transparent with its customers.
Yeah.
So this is a continuation story.
This is more.
It was that big.
It was TBD. Yeah.
Because
I felt like I was being fake news, but as much as I was kind of trying to defend them. At the same time, it was like, this is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, we may have to...
I didn't even make it that bad whenever I... Because I thought it was... I was like, okay, they'll jump over this. But then I opened up my regular, you know, websites for video games today, and I'm like, whoa, it's front page? Are you guys serious?
No, it popped up right here on my sidebar.
I bet it did. Yeah. It said it all peaked in hilarious fashion, all the rage. During a stream for Destiny 2's first downloadable content, Curse of the Osiris. Have you bought this?
No, I have not.
Okay. Sidebar, sickens me to hear that your cousin Katie has been playing this game. Our relationship has never been the same since I heard that. Last week,
she's not playing Curse of the Osiris.
No,
yet.
She's playing Destiny 2.
Oh, yeah. No, that's obvious.
Sickens me. Last week, when community manager David Deej... Dagu, I don't know how to say his last name.
Nailed it.
Promised that the new public event would be the most rewarding yet, only to open up a chest and receive two tokens and a common blue Ingram. Really?
Yeah.
You're the community manager. This is the last event.
You're
the community manager. You're hyping people up for your stuff. Like, guys, this is going to be so awesome. Let me open this one in front of you. Oh, two commons and a...
Yeah.
Like,
well,
the
even from the beginning, they've been hyping up the amount of loot that you're going to get in this game.
Yes.
Like, the trailer had Kane
It's all about
six.
Loot, right?
It was like, there's going to be tons of loot. Like, they pointed that out in the teaser trailer.
And I mean, there was another thing that I didn't even touch on in the last notes, but there's a list that apparently the developers put out on things that they're supposed to be working on. And the community's just like, where is it? Where's the updates on this? Where's the update? And it's a long list of things. Yeah. And I don't know. I'm not in the community, so I don't know, you know, what they're like dying and waiting for the most out of all these updates or whatever. But it seems like there's some frustration on their part. Like, Bungie should probably be a little bit more. There should be some more back and forth, I should say, because it seems like this thing is not just going away, you know, pretty easy.
I feel like they're more back and forth than some other developers, but you're right. There needs to be more.
It says, over the weekend, Destiny 2 director Luke Smith promised that he and the project lead Mark Noseworthy, that's an interesting name, will be addressing gripes this week. Next week, Destiny's 2 team will detail the systems, the system sides of the December update, which include economy updates, vendor and acquiring tier gear, tokens, legendary shards, investment updates, new reward systems, blah, blah, blah. Additionally, Noseworthy and I will be answering some questions and addressing community feedback that we've been reading since the launch. So, apparently, Noseworthy and this guy are going to talk to you guys. So, if you're still playing Destiny and you want to know what the hell is wrong with my game, why can't you guys answer my questions? They're going to do this.
My biggest frustration with the game has just been the loot drops. I feel like not often enough do I get loot that progresses me. I get a lot of the same stuff. I get a lot of repeats, and I hit like a plateau.
This article writer says, that seems to be Destiny's cycle. Months of silence, then promises of transparency, and it goes on and on and on. But hey, at least the shooting is fun. So there you go.
I mean,
that's all that matters, right?
That really sums it all up.
And it's disappointing because this is mirroring Destiny 1.
I promise there won't be any more Destiny until next episode.
Speaking of no more Destiny, Destiny 2 is getting a free trial.
Is that really the next story?
Yeah.
They're giving away a free trial of the game?
Free trial of the game. Starting November 28th, Bungie and Activision are releasing a free trial of Destiny 2. It's going to be available on PlayStation 4, Windows PC, and Xbox One.
Go download it, everybody.
Okay, so I'll try it tomorrow.
Yeah. There you go. The free trial is going to include two of the destinations, the European Dead Zone and On Earth, and then the Moon Titan. Those two, the European Dead Zone's the first area, and I believe Titan's the second area.
Oh, so they're giving you
that
some...
That you go to.
They're giving you Thanos homeworld.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You didn't know I knew that, did you?
That's low-hanging.
You'll also be able to visit the farm, which is the beginning social space. You can level up to
Wait, why couldn't you do that before?
What do you mean?
Wait, so this is a free... This isn't, you're not getting the game. You're just
it's a free trial. Yeah, it's
right?
a demo.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, I'm like, why are you telling me what I can get? If you're just giving me the game for a certain amount of time, shouldn't I just have access to everything?
No, it's like a free, it's like a demo.
It's a demo, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You can advance to level 7, and any progress that you make will continue if you buy the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bungie, for letting me continue my game if I buy it.
Does that apply if I buy a physical copy?
No.
I don't like buying digital copies.
I'm 99.9% sure that it applies to buy
physical
copies. I hate
buying digital copies.
I'm with you because you sign in with your gamer tag, so it realizes that you have game files on your system, and it picks it back up.
It doesn't work that. You're not gonna do it. So download it and then buy the download.
You can join a clan. You can play Crucible. There's not a whole lot of limitations.
Can I be a sheep class in there?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I would be if I bought this game. The sheep class.
You getting another story ready?
Nope. Got one. Go ahead.
All right.
You fire away.
I got a new story.
What do you got?
Yeah.
David Cassidy died, man. That's a bummer.
David Cassidy? Really?
What?
Yeah.
What is up with the deaths on this show? Like, they coincide with the recordings of the show for some reason.
Well,
people are going to start putting two and two together. I mean, gonna get questioned
if we get hired by the FBI. So I just Google searched David just to see, and the first one is David Fizdale, then David Cassidy.
Hmm.
I don't know who David Fizdale is, but he's trumping David Cassidy right now.
Yeah, I heard his last words are so much wasted time was his last words.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
That hits you.
That does. That really does.
That's a good
How
one.
Old was he?
I don't know.
Died 67 years old. Cause of death, liver failure.
Yeah.
Was he a... did he hit the... Did
he hit the sauce back in the day?
I was going to say, was he into spirits?
He was like... I mean, he's probably not near as a shitty person, but he was like Justin Bieber back in the day. That dude was selling out arenas.
According to his daughter, Kate, his last words was so much wasted time.
I know, dude. Geez. I remember that. I read this story like a week ago.
This is on Wikipedia. Oh, all my God.
Yeah. I saw it on Reddit, bro. And it broke my heart. So much wasted time from a guy who was pretty darn successful.
Yeah. It really kind of makes you wonder, like, what did he feel was the wasted part? Did he
That's the whole thing. We can't ask him.
We don't know. Yeah. Like, was it that he wasted so much time on fame and fortune and not enough on other things? Or was it that he didn't spend enough time on his fame and fortune? Like, which way did it go?
He meant to the next part, not that that was too much wasted time with my family and friends.
Family.
I should have just been chasing the sweet, sweet high.
Should have been on Malcolm in the Middle more. He was on Malcolm in the Middle, apparently.
Of course he was.
He's actually on a lot of stuff.
He's a goddamn legend. You know any of his music?
No. Was he part of the Partridge Family?
Yes, he was part of the Partridge
Family. That's what I thought.
That's the only thing I knew him from then.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Greg.
Even though he was on Bonanza.
Or he could have been Peter, Bobby, I don't know.
He was one of them. He was one of them.
Keith Partridge.
No, it was Jeez. Not on eight. Was that Craig, Peter, or Bobby?
He's a legend. He's like Greg or Stan Partridge or something like that.
Cousin
Partridge.
Oliver.
Cousin Oliver.
That is crazy. And then for him to go out and say that too, and then his daughter come out and be like, that was his last words. Like, you don't hear that from a lot of celebrities, do you? Like, their last words was, you know, there's always money in the banana stand.
My last words are going to be, oh, God. Oh, shit. Shit.
Not like this.
It's happening. All
Not
right.
like this.
All right. That was fun. Bam. Gone.
I would
Grass
love to
taste bad.
I would love to be like on my deathbed, surrounded by, you know, multiple kids,
your and loved just ones.
Call all the kids over and be like, Joey was the favorite. Oh.
That's messed up.
Wow.
That's so Jack. That's
just go out. All like faded to black and just hears one. Yes.
Suck it, guys! I was the best! Joey out.
Ivy, do you often ponder your death and last words? What are your cats going to hear you say?
Wow. That's messed up.
That'd be messed up. Cats just
I don't
like,
know.
It's
It'd
not
probably
food.
Like, at long last. Finally.
Finally.
Yes, please.
The other 12 cats come out of hiding.
Yeah.
We're free! Yeah.
The evil dictator is gone.
Or it's gonna be like
that's messed up.
Freaking, what's that Rick and Morty episode where they do the improvisations? And it's that movie where the cats control the dead woman?
Yes, Sarah.
I have no idea.
We're free. What do we do now? We live.
We live.
We live. Damn it.
Oh man.
David Cassidy, everybody.
David Cassidy.
What a bummer.
Was that today?
No,
oh, that was like
days ago.
It was
like a
okay.
week ago, yeah. man. It was before okay. Thanksgiving.
Really?
It's all my family would talk about, yeah.
Oh, so yeah, my family said nothing of it.
My family said nothing of it either.
My family said nothing of
it. It was a real downer for white people in their 50s.
Another downer that's kind of game-related, though, I don't think we talked about it, was we talked about Marvel's MMO getting shut down.
Right, yeah, yeah.
The company fired everybody, though. Like, what? They fired the whole team. Without severance and without without paying them for their paid time off or, you know, like all that. So they and they did it a few days before Thanksgiving.
What?
Their employees were pissed and they went to Twitter, of course, where you can, you know, vent. And some were like, they thought they were going to keep them through the year, you know, at least to close out the game.
So did they go bankrupt? Is that what happened? And that's why they had no money? Or were they just Scrooge and they just were like, nope, screw you?
I don't know what the cause of the game being shut down like why it got shut down, but it wasn't really a popular game. Nobody was playing that thing.
They were playing the DC one.
The DC one was definitely better, only because you can create your own character and stuff like that.
The Marvel one, you couldn't?
You Marvel one, you had to choose characters. Choose and then anybody mm-hmm. that you wanted to be, you kind of had to pay for the other characters. Like, I accidentally picked Hawkeye in the beginning, which I shouldn't have. And then Black Panther came out, and it was like, oh, you could purchase this guy. I'm like, no, I don't want to purchase him. I would have picked him as my first guy if I had known that. But no, yeah, it wasn't... I don't know what developer it was, because it wasn't a big developer. But they had that license, and...
Dang.
They made a crap game, yeah.
Hopefully Hi-Rez picks that license up.
Oh, my God.
That'd be amazing.
That would be so amazing.
Pokemon. Let's talk about some Pokemon. Ultra Sun and Moon. One of the Pokemon encounters, apparently, is a little bit creepypasta. A little weird.
What?
Guzzlord. You guys seen this Pokemon?
Guzzlord.
Guzzlord.
Guzzler.
Guzzlord. It's an Ultra Beast. It did appear in the original Sun and Moon, but they introduced the character a little bit more normal than what you see in Ultra Sun and Moon. In Sun, you see the Pokedex entry as it has gobbled mountains and swallowed whole buildings.
That it is.
According to reports, it's one of the Ultra Beasts. In Moon, you see a dangerous Ultra Beast. It appears to be eating constantly, but for some reason, its droppings have never been found. I don't know why. They highlight the poop.
According to one person, it must be a woman then. Yeah.
Ultra Sun and Moon. So in Sun and Moon, you encounter him in a cave. So it's pretty normal. Most legendary, most rare Pokemon you encounter in caves. So nothing out of the ordinary about that. But in Ultra Sun and Moon, when you encounter it, you go through a wormhole that takes you light years away.
To Pallet Town.
To a different planet. Well, hang on.
Okay.
Don't jump ahead of the story.
I don't even know the story. I'm already right. That's terrible.
To a whole other planet, light years away, where you meet this one weird looking dude that's kind of like post-apocalyptic.
After the war.
And he says that the planet's been deserted. Everybody's had to leave. But because Mr. What does he call him? Mr.
Mixer-plick.
Glutton?
Mixer-plick. I think Pitlick.
Yeah, it's still here. He figured he would stay. So,
No, keep going.
So you go through this pipe, which takes you into a like abandoned city.
Mario.
And at the very end of the city, you see a Pokemon, which you know to be Guzzlord, as like just like gobbling buildings.
Okay.
So you go up to you work your way through. It's kind of like a maze, but you work your way through. You battle him, and you can capture him. But what's weird is when you're done, you go back and you talk to the same guy, and you can find out a little bit more information about it. And the implications that this guy is telling you, it's almost as if Guzzlord was created by toxic waste. It has a very real, like, don't pollute the planet because you're going to create a monster kind of thing. And some people believe that Guzzlord is actually Muk, like another evolution of Muk.
Oh, okay, okay. Just in the future.
Just in the future. But the ruins are weird, and the music makes it even more weird because the music is very creepy. Like this article says, it makes a Lavender Town music sound like a nursery song. It's very disjointed. It's very weird. But if you play it backwards...
Oh, my gosh. Who's doing all that? Reddit.
It's actually the... And I'm not going to be able to pronounce this correctly, so forgive me, listeners. Howley City theme song, which is the starting area in Sun and Moon. It's right next to the beach. And in fact, if you look at the town that you're in, the deserted town, it's actually that starting town in ruins. So basically, it's taking you to another planet, almost identical to where you're at, but in this
My brain hurts.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm over it. I'm done. I'm done with the Pokemon topic. Like,
That's just too much. I can't handle that. It's ridiculous. It's so dumb.
You don't like that depth in your Pokemon?
I'm over it. I'm so over it. Like, I tuned it out halfway through. Like, okay, next subject. I'm done.
It's like...
It's so ridiculous. It's meta, Jesus though. Christ.
It's super meta. It's super weird, though, that they created this reverse town for Guzzlord to eat.
You lost me at the spelling of his name.
That was the first thing I said.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I'm done.
Okay.
She's got ADV.
I'm with Ivy. I was completely checked out on that whole segment. I was like thinking of what my second grade teacher's name was.
Wow. Cool. Well, what do you two want to talk about? Since you guys want to pick the episode, the what we talk about.
Jesus, how long did it take you to write that whole thing down, Webb?
I didn't write any of it down. I read it and memorized it.
That was a lot of effort for a shite subject.
Well, chat seems to be interested in this newest character from Tekken that's been announced.
Jesus.
Somebody named Noctis from Final Fantasy... what is it, 15?
Miss Castleberry.
To who?
Sorry, that was my second grade teacher.
Terrible. She's not DLC for Tekken 7.
She should have been.
Noctis. Yeah, Noctis is one of the main characters in Final Fantasy.
I don't play
15.
Tekken. I think it's...
Which one was Noctis?
I don't know. The one with that looked like he was in a boy band.
They were all looked like they were in a boy band.
So then one of those. I don't know. There's been this trend of fighting games putting characters that don't really fit in the fighting world. You got the Ninja Turtles in Injustice. This guy, Noctis, in... I was about to say Soul Calibur.
Tekken.
Tekken 7. Tekken 7's out?
Wait, they just crossed over with Akuma as well, so...
They did.
Yeah, so they're in crossover mode.
I think it's a trend.
That's kind of bad.
I think it's a trend of just putting people where they don't belong.
Well, unless you do... If you do, you commit to it and call it Smash Bros.
Well, see, but no, that makes
the next thing is the Yoshi and Tekken.
No, there's an overall theme there. Those are all characters on Nintendo consoles. Yeah, so it's not like this is Noctis was from another Tekken game and he's making his return. Like, hey, I'm back,
but
guys.
But I'm saying, like, if they're going to do a crossover in those hardcore fighting games, then just go for it. Put one from everything you could think of. I want Santa Claus from Clay Fighter 63 and a third.
Why haven't they brought any Clay Fighters back for anything?
Wait.
Any game.
Because it's just sitting out there waiting. It's a gold mine.
Who owns the license of Clay
Fighter? So Noctis, Noctis is a main character.
Clay Fighter!
In Final Fantasy 15.
Don't tell EA.
Is it EA that owns it?
They'll find it.
Clay Fighters? We own it and we're bringing it back, guys. We heard your cries.
You're such passionate fan base.
You have to pay $5 a kick.
It's DLC.
Clay Fighters is owned by...
First Kick is free, but the rest are microtransactions.
Interplay. Actually, I don't think Interplay is even around anymore.
Interplay
Productions. They were big in the Super Nintendo days. If anybody remembers Interplay, they had such good games like Clay Fighters.
What else did they have?
Fallout?
More Clay Fighters.
Do they really have the original Fallout?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I played the original Fallout.
Oh, yeah, Baldur's Gate 2. Yeah, they did the... Okay, so hold on. Interplay actually had a...
Before you start talking shit.
Oh, Blackthorn. I loved that game, actually. That was a good game.
Let's redact that joke. Let's redact
the
bits.
No, I'll still put it on there. Clay Fighters, their highest one.
Clay Fighters.
Because I'm looking through their, Dungeon Master? Earthworm Jim was inter... Okay.
Oh, hey,
He was in Clay Fighters.
Fallout 1 and 2, and then the other two after, and then, of course, Bethesda came through and said, yeah, you're done.
We'll take it from here.
We'll take it from here to new heights. And then I'm trying to see anything in the 2000s, because everything is 90s. Okay, here we go. Here's a 2000. Soulbringer. For Windows.
Watch, like...
For Windows 95.
That's, like, that's typical. Like, maybe that was, like, they're betting it all on Soul Blade. all their prior success. We're going to make the company big boys. Yeah. Everything built up to Soul Blade.
And
then it flopped, and they're like, oh, well, I guess we're not a thing anymore.
Their last game that they created was in 2014, and it was Battle Chess.
Battle Chess?
Yes.
That's cool.
Okay. Oh, no, it was a remake. Never mind. Sorry.
What?
This game, MDK2. Do you remember that game?
Which one?
MDK.
MDK.
It was the one with the dog with four hands, and he had, like, four guns. And then there was...
No, I do not remember
that. You don't remember that game? No. I played it in school. And then the guy in the front, the main dude with, like, the sharp head, he had, like, wings that he can glide with. And then the scientist, it was like a, I don't know how to explain it. It was a third person shooter. Put it that way.
It's a weird looking game.
It's very weird.
I'm looking at the cover art.
And you're freaking pissed. Because I'm freaking pissed. You never got to play this one.
No.
So I guess that, you know, I don't know. I would say, look, somebody in the chat remembers MDK. Yeah.
Taking it way back.
That's classic. If you were an MDK fan, he played it on Dreamcast? I don't remember on Dreamcast. I remember on Windows 95. And it was pretty lit back then, people. Everybody liked being the dog. And apparently the co-writer of it went insane and grew a terrible mustache. So there you go, everybody. Yeah.
The more you know.
The more you know. Noctis is going to be in Tekken. So, I thought you were a Tekken fan.
I was.
And then Noctis was
Noctis got it.
No, then I got an Xbox.
It's not on Xbox? What do you mean?
Well, back in the day.
So now it's on Xbox, though.
Yeah, I mean, but that was like formative years. I've moved on past Tekken. Like back in my Tekken days, it was back then, like when I had the PlayStation.
I don't understand why they put him in it.
As opposed to,
like,
I think he fits. He fits better than Akuma.
No, I'm looking at his GIF.
No,
of
like
him fighting, that does not fit into a Tekken game. But he's using a sword, by the way.
Not allowed.
Yeah,
exactly. Wait, no. Even back in the day, Yoshimitsu had a sword.
Yeah, but he's going up against a guy that's boxing. Who's the boxer in that?
There wasn't a boxer.
This guy has boxing gloves. Maybe it was past your time.
He was past my time. Back when they knew kung fu, goddammit.
Yeah, no.
They all just knew kung fu.
There wasn't
multiple arts.
Even this guy says Injustice 2 gets Ninja Turtles. Tekken is now getting Final Fantasy.
There's other. What's the dude's name? Somebody in chat's gonna know. The big guy that's in the boy band in Final Fantasy 15.
I never played the game.
It's like one of his bodyguards.
But doesn't he use fists?
Would make sense.
Does he use fists? Or do they all use swords?
Well, they all kind of use
swords. Because I feel like if you're using weapons in a game where mainly everybody's using fists, that's a little unfair.
Yoshimitsu had a sword, though.
Yeah, and that's probably why he shouldn't have been in the game.
He used it for one move, but that was it.
See? Okay, so he only had one move. And he probably got disqualified every single time.
No, it did like half your damage. Because it took him like to start it. It was a long move.
I didn't know there was a multiplayer for Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
None of us bought that game, did we?
I bought the game and then
traded it in for $3.
I had it for a little while, and I don't know. I just couldn't get into it.
Well, I mean, it's not for everybody. I've been back on whatchamacallit a lot now.
What?
Warframe.
Free to play game. I want to get back on that.
If you haven't played Warframe, everybody, it's definitely a game you should at least try once. I feel it is the best free-to-play game model I've ever seen. Because literally anything that you can purchase in the game, you can play and earn as well. And it's not one of those things where it's like, this is going to take me forever to do.
There's a lot of grinding that goes in it.
There is grinding, but the level of grinding, the game is just fun, basically. So you're grinding and having fun at the same time. But I like you're grinding and having fun at the same time.
No, I'm laughing. No, I'm not thinking that. I'm laughing because that's the argument that people make for Destiny. And you dismiss it.
So I was streaming this,
okay,
right?
All
right? Had a couple of people in chat room telling me this is what Destiny should have been. Like, this model is how Destiny should have played out. I haven't played Destiny 2, so I don't know.
I need to play Warframe again to get a better handle.
But now with the DLC that's come out, the free DLC.
Yeah.
Actually, one of our chatters that was watching me stream, he said he's going to be at the Sack Hammers Expo.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
If I can remember his name, I'd tell you. I said on the stream, I told him I'm not good with names. So he knows. But yeah, he's played the game for a long time. He's a higher level than me and everything like that, but the game is just simply fun. I think one of the cool things about it that's not really cool, some people would hate, is whenever you craft weapons, it's real time. So like they'd be like, this is going to take 12 hours to build. And you literally, it's 12 hours.
We surveyed 9 out of 10 blacksmiths.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what you have to wait for.
What'd the 10th say?
It's like 5 minutes, give or take.
Yeah.
Give or take 12 hours. Like, you want to get that back?
Oh, man.
Did you guys see the Vanity Fair covers?
No. Oh, yeah. Is this... Okay, maybe. Are we talking about Nicki Minaj?
No, we're talking about the Avengers.
What?
Oh.
Who are we talking about here?
You watching?
Wait, wasn't there some big controversial...
Oh, no, that was the Vanity Fair. Okay. That was the same magazine that did the Kim Kardashian. What was it? Paper, I think, is the name of the magazine.
I don't know, but there's like a picture circulating on the line of three Nicki Minajs.
Yep. Yeah.
Looking to do nasty stuff with each other.
Do you not like Nicki Minaj, I'm guessing, Ivy?
I do not like her. She grosses me out.
Why?
She's nasty.
Is she, though?
Well, so is Janet Jackson. You don't like her either?
No, Janet Jackson's fine.
But she's Ms. Nasty.
No, I mean, like, Nicki Minaj just grosses me out. Like, physically grosses me out.
I'm trying to figure out which cover is the grossing.
Physically grosses you out? Why? She's so beautiful.
Did you search Vanity Fair?
Oh, no, dude. It's not Vanity Fair. I don't know. I'm all for people, like surgery and all that. Like, go for it. Like, you do. You make yourself happy. But to me, she just looks like a giant ball of silicone. Well, like, all of her is just very plastic. Like, down in her ass is just... I don't know. It just grosses me out. Like, an ass does not look that way. That is not normal.
Yeah.
And it's just... It just grosses me out. As a woman with an ass, it just really grosses me out. And that's just, like, a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So, like, when your legs are, like, stick thin and you got, like, a bubble ass, like, come on. Like, that's fake. Who are you kidding?
That's Hollywood, but that's what
I'm
saying.
Just so gross to me.
I don't know where Aaron's story was going, but I can tell you, if you want to see, as Ivy would put it, three balls of chemicals and plastics, like all.
It's more than three balls.
No, like, I have friends who've had, like, work done. Like, go for it. Like, do it. Like, you know, whatever makes you happy, I'm all for it. I have no problem with it. It's just... it's just her face and her ass just grossed me out.
Did you look up?
I see. Look it up. It's the same. It is the same Kim Kardashian magazine or whatever.
It is. What do you think of it though?
Give me your break. Ménage à trois.
Make a. That's the. Oh my god, that's the worst. But
that's the name of the cover. Yeah, like
I know that's terrible. But defending that, like, paint a picture of what you're looking at for the listeners.
So basically, it's you have three different photoshopped Nicki Minajs. She's sitting down in a chair. With her legs spread, the other one is kind of hunched over behind her, going for the boob grab, and the final one is on her knees, mouth out, I guess, preparing for fellatio.
I guess it would be safe to assume she was.
She's such a classy lady,
and that's just what it is. It's just three so Nicki Minajs, you know, enjoying themselves. And I don't know. I mean,
you're
this,
a fan?
This magazine paper is just, I guess, they go for the shock.
Exactly what Brock said. Like, it, like the ass, like the thighs, think of the thighs as a pillar. The pillar or the column that holds the ass.
Well, you can't really see it.
So if that doesn't taper, you know, it doesn't taper upward to support the assness of the ass. Then you know it's definitely a fake ass.
I mean, it's one of those things where, I mean, I've seen worse in, like, car magazines.
Than this?
Than import, yeah, import models.
Than this thing. Than Nicki Minaj, like, implying that she's going to lick.
Have you seen her rap
her
cover?
Own, the drop, yeah.
Yeah. Come on, that's on the same level.
I mean.
So, I mean, have you seen her music video?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's on the same level. So this isn't out of the realm of, you know, of Nicki Minaj.
Okay, Nicki Minaj.
And that's, you know, hey, let her do her. That's what I say. You know, if she wants to have a Minaj with herself, you know, her ex-boyfriend is in jail, so.
Wow, taking shots at the guy.
Oh, no, I don't take shots at him. He's already, he shot himself.
Okay.
You know. So anyway, I was talking about the Vanity Fair cover
for Avengers.
With the Avengers.
Oh, okay. Let's Good bring Lord. It back to
that. Yeah, let's roll back
let's
to
see
that.
What this looks like.
Which people are going crazy over. I have one giant question though. Why is Scarlett Johansson blonde? Everybody's in cosplay. Everybody is in full blown costume. Why is ScarJo, Black Widow, sky blonde?
So she is.
Like, fully blonde.
I like how it's a mix, too. Like, it's not like the group
everybody
together.
Everybody from one series? Yeah.
You have, in one of them, you have Iron Man with Thor, Falcon, and Black Widow. Then you got Cap, Vision, Hawkeye, War Machine, and...
I'm really hoping that this is something where she was working on another movie, and they just threw her in there. But I don't want them to have a blonde
Black Widow. You want a blonde Black Widow?
Yeah, no. No.
This is an interesting mix. This one right here is Spider-Man, Pepper Potts, Star-Lord, and Doctor Strange.
Because you know Pepper Potts is going to be a major role in defeating Thanos.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, she's critical.
Speaking of...
I have not seen the next movie yet. What? I haven't seen the next Thor.
Oh, I haven't either. I haven't either.
Wait, what? You guys both haven't seen Ragnarok?
No, we haven't seen
Ragnarok. I haven't seen anything in a while. Like, I haven't been in the theater in at least, like, I don't know, 2 months.
If you look at Inside, because they have not just the covers, but they have the insides. The Inside one where it shows all the ladies of Marvel, I thought that was Mockingjay at first from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, snap.
But that's Scarlett Johansson.
It's ScarJo.
Yeah, with a blonde wig. Or maybe just her blonde hair. I don't know. But... I don't like it. Sorry. Don't like it. Stan Lee even makes a cameo.
He always makes a cameo.
He has to make a cameo. His cameo in Ragnarok is pretty hilarious.
It's good.
Yeah.
I really hope that this is not whatever.
Keeping up with Avengers 4.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Kardashians.
No. Go Avengers ahead. News. So Avengers 4, we know. That's yet to be titled, but... it's like the end of the phases.
Okay.
And Kevin Feige is
it's actually Feige,
whatever.
Kevin Feige.
I've been saying Fajin the whole time.
Kevin Yogurt is talking about, he's quoted saying Avengers 4 is going to bring things you've never seen before in a superhero film. A finale.
Wait, what?
A finale.
It's a finale.
Okay,
so wait, what?
This is
the second no.
Yeah, definitive ending to what we've been seeing for the past 10 years.
Until
until
Disney's like, we need that.
Has it really been going on that long?
Yeah.
It's
been going on a long time.
2019, or 2019, it'll be 10 years, because 2009 was Iron Man, right?
Yeah.
My God.
So, Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., Mark Ruffalo, Scarlett Johansson, Chris Hemsworth, and Jeremy Renner. All of their contracts end with Avengers 4. Chris Hemsworth was even quoted on the set of Avengers 4 saying that this is the last time that all of them are going to be get together like this.
Wow.
He's saying...
Heavy
so
words.
Feige is saying that there's going to be a definite...
Feige.
Like...
Fajin.
There's before Avengers 4 and then after Avengers 4. It's going to be a definitive, like one article related it to BC and AD.
Okay. All right. Now we're getting a little ahead of. Come on, Disney. Next thing you know, it's just gonna be Mickey Christ. Is that what we're going with?
They're
like
saying
now Mickey is risen.
It's that.
I'm sure there's a market for that.
That definitive line.
That concept that you just came up with could be its own podcast.
Mickey
That's
Christ.
Terrible.
Easy.
That's horrible.
Easy.
That'll be the title of it.
When the fall of man happens and the only thing left are tales of
Mickey Mouse. That's horrible.
The statue at Disneyland is going to be one of the last surviving things. So people are going to think it's some, god.
That's so bad. I do not want that to happen.
People bowing to it. Oh, God.
I do not want that.
They're like... Church song is going
to
be...
You need to stop saying, oh, God. You should start saying,
oh,
Mickey.
Oh, we found ancient tapes from the archives of the... It's a small world. The holy song.
Except we'll sing the hymns from the Book of Goofy.
From the Book of Goofy.
Gorsh.
That's on the seventh day. The Lord said Gorsh.
That's not right.
And I was small.
man.
The angel Tinkerbell came down from heaven.
It's terrible.
Well, that's our show, everybody. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. If you're not watching, make sure to check us out on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. We will be at Sack Gamers Expo December 10th, so you're going to want to check that out. You can find more information on that on Facebook, Sack Gamers Expo.
Yeah, come and say hi.
We have a panel. What else we got?
I'll be there.
Ivy's gonna be there.
In the house.
Yes, she
in
is.
Person. You can breathe on
in
her.
The flesh.
That's
you can see her.
Horrible. Whoa.
Don't breathe on me.
They're gonna go.
You could do magic. You could do magic tricks.
Yeah, she loves magic tricks.
For Ivy. I think that's.
Come say hi. Come hang out. Hang out with the crew. We'll all be hanging out together.
And don't forget, into the AM, everybody.
Into the AM.
Use the code word VGB to get 10% off. Man, we did a good job. This whole podcast.
Game over, man.
It started out really good. For the real David Webster, Aaron Carter, Corey Vincent, and the one and only Ivy Doom Kitty, thank you guys for listening. See you guys next week.